Sawate to Skippily, and welcome again to another episode of Latin and Layman's, where I'm going to take some root words, we're going to branch off said root word and understand why we want to look at all of this quote-unquote dead language, really because it sets up the objectivity for all of the language that we see around us all 24/7. So without further ado, I'm actually, instead of taking a bunch of different words, I'm going to take just a root word and then branch off of said root word. I've been doing it in different modalities. So like my last episode, what I had done there is I basically just took a bunch of words that I had recognized in my modern world during that day or the day prior, and then I broke them down etymologically. This time, we're going to take a word, and then we're going to go into the derivatives and cognates from which we get, where we get the root word. So, if you guys are interested, without further ado, let's get on into this. But before I do that, please go ahead and show some support, if you can at all, by showing some love and support on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify, giving me some starage and or some kind words or anything like that. Love to just chat with you guys. I love, like, honestly, it's hard when it's just me talking. So I always love a dialogue and or a conversation amongst many a people. Con meaning together and or with. Huerto, which means to turn. So a conversation is just something where you're continually taking turns, you know, and seldom do we actually have conversations that are important nowadays because people don't really want to accept that maybe their opinions are wrong. Because we all have opinions. We all have ideas. Some are right. Some are wrong. What is truth? Well, we won't get existential like that. But without further ado, we're going to get into liber and libri, the genitive singular form of liber, which means book in Latin. This is where we get liberation from. The reason why I'm getting into this word is because there seems like a lot of uprisings right now around the world. I was just reading about Sri Lanka right now. And well, today is the 14th of July, 2022. But man, that is quite a situation. They literally ran the, I forget what kind of government, not president, maybe president. So I know that Sri Lanka was headed by basically a family. They got elected into office, but then they started to elect all of their family members into office, and then it became this a lot of corruption. And I guess the populace started to realize that although Sri Lanka and the higher-ups wanted to be the next Singapore, they were doing it in a very lackadaisical and not smart way. And with that, made a lot of the people mad, all of the Sri Lankans mad, and they did a little bit of a revolt. I was looking at the pictures and videos. They've literally taken the house owned by the head of Sri Lanka at the time that escaped, and they're just chilling. They're chilling on his bed. They're taking pictures. They're moving in and out. It almost looks like a communal house. It's weird. Regardless, liber libri. Liber is where we get library, aka where books are kept, aka a place where books are kept. That ari refers to a place where. Liber refers to book. Librarian, en, is one who is in charge and or takes care of a library. Libretto, in fact, is an Italian word that means booklet, a libretto. So it's words to which opera music has been written to. If you've ever heard of that, that's where we also get the word liber. It's where we get libel as well. What is libel? Libel is a written accusation made with words and or with a book. So liber, the Latin word for book, originally meant the bark of a tree, actually, which was used by the Romans in very early days as writing material. If you didn't know, now you know. Liber gradually became to mean book over time, and the derivative words in this list that I just kind of went over from liber libri gave us all of these words that have to do with book, but again, also liberation. Like I said, the Latin word libellus is a diminutive form meaning little book, so, or a pamphlet. So a libellus is just a little teeny tiny book, pamphlet. From about the time of Elizabeth of the First of England, pamphlets were used to write kind of a lot of political attacks against people. So the word libel came to mean the unpleasant contents of what a libellus had. Okay. In fact, libel is within libellus. If you spelt libellus, libellus. So libellus is where we get libel from, because back in that time of England, when libels or libelluses were created, they were all about just attacking people, aka ad hominem, towards the body. Whenever you are in a legal or in any sort of discourse, dialogue, conversation, argument, if the other person that you're chatting with has nothing else informative or, you know, important to bolster their argument, what they do is instead they attack the person themselves to try and discredit their argument. Cicero used to do this a lot. If you have never read the Procalio, it's very interesting because although the person that he's defending is clearly guilty, what he does is not focus on the fact that his the person that he's defending is guilty, but rather the prosecutor is actually just a very immoral, scrupulous person. And by attacking them in that way, basically, by basically taking them from way up high and bringing them down low, making them look like they're this this moral, or they're against morality, rather, that's how Cicero would win a lot of his arguments in court, okay? So he would basically not even focus on exactly what was being accused, but it was all about him attacking the aggressor and making the aggressor look like the points that they were trying to make were totally futile. So yeah, we have laws against libel, actually, in the United States, although I don't know if that's actually really followed. But also, like I was saying, liber in Latin also means free. That's the adjectival form of liber. Liber is the book for form, the noun form. Liber can also be an adjective if it's accompanied with another word. You could also talk about a free book, maybe. I don't know. But we find such English derivatives, like I was saying before, like liberty, liberal, libertine, liberation, none of which have really anything to do with books. But when I think about it, I think about books are what set us free at the end of the day. If you haven't heard of Fahrenheit 451, read a synopsis. That very much highlights the fact that books will set us free and they will keep us knowing and knowledgeable. Also, though, what I wanted to kind of reiterate a little bit more about this liber thing is that you could argue that books, which, like I was saying, make us free, are also are made possible by the free exchange of ideas. So it's almost like, think about Reddit, think about forums, think about open sourced dialogue, basically, where that's actually how The Martian came to be. The author of The Martian, whom I forget now, wrote the book, and then he basically published it to this forum of scientists of all types, botanists, physicists, astrophysicists, engineers, all that kind of stuff. And they read the book and they were like, okay, well, these things are viable, these things are not. In order to actually create some sort of, you know, vegetation on Mars, you would have to do it this way, this way, this way, this way. So then The Martian became an open sourced book where all of these free ideas came to be to make the culmination of a really awesome sci-fi book. because at the end of the day, all of this free discourse coming together is what kind of helps the cause for liberty and freedom, right? It's where the rebellions kind of come to be. It's like where somebody starts to realize something, aka in Sri Lanka's case, they started to see that something was up when not only the inflation was at 30%, in the country this past year, but also that the government was spending large sums of money on things that had no practical value. Like there's this huge cricket arena that they had made that basically never had any events whatsoever. It was named after the president or whatever title in Sri Lanka at the time and stuff like that. And then all these people started talking. Sri Lankans were like, whoa, what's going on? They started to exchange what they thought was going on because that's when they started to see there might be some corruption going on in the back burner. So it's a good idea to point out the difference between Liber, the noun version, versus Liber, the adjectival form. But one other note that I want to get into, because liber is such an awesome word, I think, in Latin, is to not confuse it either with the Latin word libra, which means balance or scales. The sign of the zodiac pictured as a scale or a pair of scales is called libra. Libra means balance. So the Roman measure of weight, libra, which was about a pound, is seen every day in our modern abbreviation for the pound, LB. If you didn't know, LB refers to pound, but not pound. Pound, its more formal term is libra. That's why LIBRA is how it's spelt, aka why we have the abbreviation LB. I think that that's a very important note, because I'm sure if any of you guys knew that, you guys rock, and you guys should be given a gold star. But if you didn't know, now you know. Now, looking at that Latin version of book, we're going to go into its Greek counterpart, biblos, which means book in Greek. This is where we get the word Bible. Bible is the book of the Christian religion. Bibliography. Biblio refers to book. Graph refers to write. A bibliography is a list of books on a particular subject, essentially. You guys will know how to do annotated bibliographies as you get into school later on. Talking to my middle schoolers and or all my students out there. Biblioclast. Biblio, again, meaning book. Klastos refers to broken in Greek. So a biblioclast is one who destroys books, a.k.a. all of the firefighters in Fahrenheit 451. This one I wrote them all down because there's actually a lot of biblio ones, but, well, we have biblioclept, which comes from klepto, which means to steal. So if you're a biblioclept, you're one who steals books. That's where we get kleptomaniac, maniac referring to a strong affinity towards stealing. When you're a kleptomaniac, you just can't help but steal. Bibliolatry, I think, is how you pronounce it. Latria refers to worship in Greek. Bibliolatry, like idolatry, instead of worshiping an idol, you are worshiping books. There are people that worship books. That's a little too far, in my opinion, but there are people that do that. Congrats to you guys. You do you. Bibliology, logos, refers to word and or study. Bibliology refers to the study of books and or words. Bibliomania. Mania refers to madness and or the affinity of. Bibliomania, craziness, madness about books. Bibliophile, however. Biblio, again, book. File refers to philia, which is love. This is a lover of books. Somebody that is just somebody that wants to sit down, have a nice cup of coffee, a coffee, have some tea, chill, read a book. Hey, if you need a new book to read, my brother just actually published his own book, Ryo in the Broken World, that you can find on Spotify, spelled R-Y-O in the Broken World by Jacob C. Connerly. He is a rockin' awesome author. I'll provide a link in the show notes, as well as all of my words for all of those. I have been putting all of the words broken down in the show notes for those that are interested in maybe, you know, writing them down, you know, for future reference and all that good stuff. So, yeah, Rio and the Broken World, great sci-fi book. Love it a lot. I've read it twice now. Bibliophobia, biblio, book. Phobos, fear. Fear of books or dislike of books. I feel like nobody's really fearful of books. I think it's just people that don't really know how to read well, and they use that fear and turn it into more of a dislike because they actually are fearful of engaging in the fact that they're not good at reading. Bibliotech refers to, or bibliothetic, refers to thetos, which means place, where, remember, thesis. Bibliothetic refers to pertaining to the placement or arrangement of books. So that's the last word I have in that list. Now let's talk about biblos real quick. It was a word used by the Greeks for the papyrus scrolls or books, which they imported from the Phoenician city of Byblos on the coast of the Mediterranean. Byblos, B-Y-B-L-O-S, a.k.a. why we have Byblos as book. You can actually find Byblos now, but it's called Jubail, I believe. J-U-B-A-I-L. It looks like Jew and then bail, as in like, I'm going to bail you out of jail, on a map of Lebanon today. So if you wanted to know where Byblos is, you can find it. The Egyptians had invented the smooth white ancestor of paper when they needed something besides stone or wood, like the Romans, on which to write their hieroglyphs. So papyrus plants, which were incidentally the, if anybody knows, this is kind of a little bit religious stuff. They were incidentally the bulrushes in which the Pharaoh's daughter found Moses. You guys know that story of Moses being sent down the river by his mom so that he wouldn't get killed by the Pharaohs. So these papyrus plants, they grew up real high. And when the stems were split and the pulps was scraped out, the inner bark came off in these long flat strips, which were then laid out crisscross on a flat surface. It was kind of like, yeah, they would crisscross over, and then pressing and drying it smooth and polished, was polished with ivory, however. And then this made the pleasing, flexible, durable writing surface that they used in order to make these scrolls. So the pieces of papyrus were then glued together to make these strips many feet long, however. So the rods were then glued to each end and the strips were rolled up. Remember when I was talking about how at the end, explicatus est, remember, it is unrolled or it is finished, basically. Remember, that's what they would write at the very end of a scroll once you were done reading a scroll. Instead of saying fin or finish or end or the end, it would be explicatus est. It has been rolled out, remember, because explicit refers to either it was like smoothed or, yeah. Anyways, that's all I have to say about that. But yeah, if you guys didn't know, now you know a lot more about books, both in the Latin sense and in the Greek sense. So if you learned something new, you learned something new about how and why we actually abbreviate pounds as such, because they refer to Libra, aka the zodiac sign, which is why we have scales, which refer to a Libra, aka balance. So thanks again, y'all. Thank you for your inquisitive knowledge and nature of wanting to know more and learn more. Tempus est discedere.